855-855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Derek J.
And Ian.
Yeah, I love it. Ian sitting over here in the dum-dum chair. 855-450-3733.
It was actually a self-deprecating comment on his part, because normally this is your chair, Mark.
Yeah, well, people don't know that.
Right.
Yeah.
I was revealing that for them.
Oh, thanks.
For anyone not watching the cam, they would have already known.
You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see the dozens of ladies who have decided they want to be part of our shrine of female listeners. It's not a beauty contest of any sort. It's just women showing that they listen to Free Talk Live. And they prove it by holding some kind of sign or in some other way proving that they're listeners. And you go check it out at shrine.freetalklive.com. It's kind of good for us because it shows program directors that, in fact, you know, women do listen to the show. Shrine.freetalklive.com. So, let's go straight to the phones. Kelvin in Colorado. You want to talk about pirates?
Arr! Well, pirate nerds, I guess. I was watching... the Ridley Report, his latest video that's up there is titled New Hampshire Sheriff Candidate Dials Limits on Federal Agents, about Frank Szabo running for sheriff. And at about 4 minutes and 24 seconds in there, there's a little clip sliced in showing a couple of allegedly federal bureaucrats standing around on a street corner, apparently from the FCC, investigating some unlicensed radio station broadcasting LRN.FM. So I was wondering...
Before you go on, LRN.FM is a network that we sort of run here. We have grandfathered or we're husbanding here in Free Talk Live in order to bring other liberty-minded shows to light.
And I understand that you guys wouldn't... personally be involved with anything like that, but that your signal is available from a satellite so that anybody with the proper equipment that is fairly inexpensive, relatively anyway, can pull that down and could conceivably rebroadcast to that to their area if they don't have a station in the area. And it looks like the feds are trying to find someone that's doing that. And I thought if you would could comment on that without endangering anyone, I'd be interested to know. Cause
I don't know that there's any danger at all to Free Talk Live regarding this. I mean, you know, we're not doing it, so you know, that's
well, not to you guys, but to somebody that's obviously a supporter if this is going on.
Yeah. If somebody were to rebroadcast LRN.FM or Free Talk Live on some pirate radio station, I would prefer they not tell me. But as the case may be, in this circumstance, it looks like you know, it's happened before, and it looks like it's happening again. Somebody's broadcasting LRN.FM, which they could broadcast any audio stream on the internet. It doesn't have to be Free Talk Live or LRN.FM. It could be anything. It could be the 700 Club or whatever.
Okay, so the video that you're talking about, Kelvin, was video that I shot, and that happened here in Keene, where the FCC was hunting around for a community radio station that was operating without an FCC license. And that was a couple years ago now at this point. And for whatever reason, it doesn't come up when you type FCC into Free Keene, but if you go to YouTube and search for FCC Keene, it's the first video that that comes up for you there. And that should give you some sort of indication, if you watch the full video, what was going on at that time.
Because I emailed Mr. Ridley, and he replied that he did, you know, asking for more information, and he replied that he didn't really know anything about it. So I don't know. But
maybe he was just being coy. I don't know.
Yes. My understanding was that you could pretty much get away with pirate broadcasting as long as you're not interfering with any, you know, licensed stations operations.
It depends.
It really seems to depend. In some places, there have been, let's call them community radio stations operating in an unlicensed manner for years and years, and nobody seems to care. Usually these are in less populated areas. But if you go to some place like New York City and you want to run, you know, some kind of, you know, station that serves some segment of the population without a FCC license, you're probably going to find yourself, shut down as quickly as they possibly can.
Austin,
I know
Texas.
That Florida has a law against pirate. I think they're one of two states.
I think they're the only state.
Okay, you should check your state.
It's a misdemeanor, as I understand it, in Florida to operate an unlicensed radio station.
Whereas the rest of the United States, it's not.
So, Kelvin, I'm curious, because you mentioned it's pretty inexpensive to set up one of these pirate radio stations, and I think it's wonderfully courageous for individuals to take that sort of risk on themselves in order to spread the message of liberty or whatever they want to spread. So, do you know a ballpark figure? How easy is it for someone to get involved doing this? Because, I would hope that there would be copycats that would make the job of the FCC very difficult. To say, we don't really know where this is coming from. It could be a couple of locations, and then they sort of go on a goose chase or something. But how can individuals get involved?
I believe on the Free Talk Live website, there's a whole section about rebroadcasting LRN.
Not really on the Free Talk Live site. There's a section of the BBS that's related to broadcasting,
okay.
Which technically is on our site, but it's not the main. So if you're hunting around the Free Talk Live main site, you're not really going to find anything about that. But LRN.fm has a very detailed broadcast page, which will give you specific equipment recommendations for different budgets. So you could be looking, Derek, at as low as a few hundred dollars.
Wow. I'd like to point out.
As much as a couple thousand.
The United States government advocates pirate broadcasts, too.
In other countries.
They want the Voice of America broadcast on a pirate basis in other countries.
Like in North Korea, for instance.
Yeah. So, this is absolutely a patriotic thing to do.
Well, when the government does it, apparently, it's okay when they do it.
If for something to be moral, it must be universal. Be able to be universally applied.
I don't see any problem with it.
Okay. So, anyway, has that answered all your questions on pirate radio there, Kelvin?
Yar. Yes, it does. I just wanted to bring that up because it seemed very mysterious, this little thing spliced into a Ridley report.
Now you know. Just search YouTube for FCC Keen. It is a two-minute video that will reveal all.
I like the term community radio. I think, what was it, you, Mark, or maybe Kelvin brought that up? Community radio. That sounds so much nicer than pirate. I mean, the radio station doesn't have the cool factor. It's cool to be a pirate, but, no, it's not, because they steal from people and they use force to do it. That's not very cool.
It's just, it's terminology.
Community, that's nice.
For some people, it can be, a community unlicensed station. At that point, what is a radio station doing? It's providing information to people or entertainment, one of the two. Hopefully
it's keeping
both.
You tuned in through commercial breaks so you can sponsors can get business.
Not on public radio. It's not.
Oh, public radio.
And the fact is, sponsors are information also. So, it's providing entertainment and information to the people within the broadcast area. To call that a pirate seems really kind of like a strange thing to say.
It's the opposite of a pirate. It's something that gives.
Right, it gives. It doesn't take.
I tend to agree with you, and I like to lean away from using pirate radio, but at the same time, pirate radio has different connotations than does pirates. I mean, there's the movie Pirate Radio. There have been other movies about pirate radio.
I admit, the pirate can be a cool term depending on how it's applied. Pirate radio. Certainly.
I think words have magic power, and when you're explaining what a pirate radio station is to somebody, community radio station.
Who doesn't know what a pirate radio station is? I mean, I suppose.
I didn't know. I thought the whole radio thing was magic. I thought they had certain frequencies that have been around since 1900 and they've never changed.
Well, I'd like to comment on something you said earlier, Derek J., is that people that run community, micro is another word that they'll use, or pirate radio stations, these people are really, I think, effective activists because. Whether you believe it or not, some people that are more into the new media thing want to believe folks don't listen to the radio, but it's like 96% or something like that of all Americans will encounter radio at some point during the week
or something like that. Yeah.
So a lot of people listen to radio, and a lot of them obviously in their cars, which is a perfect time to reach a new audience. One of the reasons why Free Talk Live is on over 100 radio stations is so folks hitting the scan button when they get in their car at the airport, they're renting a car in a town for the first time, are going to hear Free Talk Live. People randomly will come across the show. And if you have a 24-hour-a-day radio station broadcasting liberty-oriented content, imagine the impact that can have on the minds in your community. It's great activism.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been kind of discussing pirate radio stuff here in the last segment.
One of my favorite topics.
It's very interesting, and I think we should continue with that. But
I wouldn't normally bring it up, but Kelvin called in and wanted to know stuff.
Yep.
And now Derek J. wants to know
more. Yeah, now I'm curious.
You know, silver, gold, good ideas to put some Federal Reserve notes into these things. At least that's what I think. That's what I've done. I like silver more than gold because, well, I can't afford gold. But, you know, it's something that I do to put the money that I've earned into something that will actually hold value. Because we know the federal government is not afraid to just keep printing money. And when they do that, that makes your money worth less over time because essentially it transfers the value that you had in those dollars to the people that are connected to the federal government, you know, corporate buddies and folks like that. And I don't want my money to be stolen from me. I mean, it's bad enough to have to pay taxes and that sort of thing. The inflation is essentially a hidden tax. And so a good way to protect yourself against it is with precious metals. And you can go to silver.freetalklive.com to get yourself some. In fact, there are some hand-picked gold and silver pieces there that our friends over at Midas Resources have put together. And by the way, Midas Resources is the company behind the Genesis Communications Network, which is the company behind syndicating Free Talk Live. So whenever you buy gold and silver from Midas through silver.freetalklive.com, that helps Free Talk Live. Directly and indirectly. So please go to silver.freetalklive.com.
Or gold.freetalklive.com.
That works too.
Yeah, both of them work. So
I have some questions about the community radio station and how that all operates. So the FCC came snooping around. This was before my time.
That's right.
Came around Keene saying what's going on with this community station.
It had operated for approximately 8 months prior to that. So okay, 8 months so that's of uninterrupted operation.
That's how long it took for them to come around. What is the penalty for having one of these things? Are they even able to identify the person who's doing it?
I think the first question is it against the law?
Yes, in Florida.
Well, if they're snooping around, one would assume.
No. One would assume, but it's not.
You know what happens when you assume.
To run a radio station
in
that is unlicensed.
Florida, it is.
In Florida, it is.
And it may become illegal in other places, but as of right now, I've only heard of Florida. And but otherwise, no, the penalty is just that essentially they will come and threaten you first. They'll try to intimidate you into shutting it off. They'll also threaten the landlord if you're renting a place because they know if they squeeze and intimidate the landlord, that landlord will then do whatever they tell them to. And eventually, if you refuse to turn the transmitter off, if they have identified where it's coming from, they can do that with triangulation equipment. If you refuse to turn the transmitter off, they will then issue a notice of apparent liability to you. And that will tell you that we've determined you're operating this radio station. And this is, again, presuming they can figure out who is operating the radio station.
Right.
Which, of course, a lot of people are just, you know, they don't
sometimes
know any better.
They'll address it to resident or something like that. I mean, yeah. How do they know who's living at 1114? Or Chickawa Street.
Well, they can ask neighbors, and they will ask landlords, and they will try to investigate the situation to best ascertain who is
just
operating
the station. Just because somebody knows who lives in a house doesn't make that person liable for broadcasts that must be coming from that house.
Ultimately, they want you to shut it off. I mean, that's really what this is all about. They want to protect their buddies in the corporate world, the corporate radio world, and in fact, a lot of times it's the corporate radio station's engineers that will call the FCC and snitch on you. Not in every case, but in some cases. So if
they're the only ones who have an incentive to do that, the rest of everybody else is just enjoying more content.
There are also, you know, people that might be anti- what your content is that would possibly snitch
okay,
as well.
Yeah, there's okay. Also the DXers, people who love to play radio games or something, and they'll go and hunt down where you are.
Yeah.
And as a result,
you're talking about amateur radio operators there, not necessarily DXers. DXers are people that listen to distant signals. Amateur radio operators are people who are also licensed by the FCC to do two-way communications, and they are very. A lot of them are very obedient to the FCC, and they get get jollies out of hunting down illegal operators and pinpointing their location.
Yeah.
So. But back to the penalty. So they will frequently issue a notice of apparent liability in the amount of approximately $10,000 for someone operating an illegal radio station. And, you know, they want you to stop the operation, but they'll also say, well, now you owe us this money. Well, the real question is, what happens if you don't pay it?
Right, and who when they give this $10,000 fine to you, upon what is it based? I mean,
FCC usually, regulation.
Right, it's FCC regulation, so it's not a law, really. There's no judge that signed and stamped it.
They're just hoping you'll be scared enough to pay it.
And that's really what it comes down
that's
to.
Right.
They have radio stations certainly are scared enough to pay it because they have to, because they're licensed by the FCC, and if they choose not to pay whatever the fine that they're given,
no
then their license
way.
Will be taken away.
No way. So this is really a bluff.
Well, try to imagine for a second the Department of Education gives you a fine for, say, not sending your kid to public school. Would you pay it? I mean, it's insane. The TSA hands out these fines, too, for people who...
That's right. Yeah, some people go to jail for that.
No, not for not paying TSA fines.
No,
really?
No. For not paying or for not sending their kid to public school. Isn't that what you just said?
No. I mean, they... Some people will go to jail for, you know, truancy issues, but not for not going to public school specifically. I'm just saying, you know, these government branches don't really have the ability to fine because it's just something they've started doing.
So
if I sent you a fine, what would you do?
Okay.
I would laugh at you.
Well, okay, so if you get this fine from the FCC and you don't pay it, there's actually speculation... There's speculation on the part of the community radio folks. Like, there's a good group of them out in California. Stephen Dunifer from Free Radio. I think it's Free Radio Berkeley. But these guys have been doing this for years. And there's a document that was published on their website, which I've linked to. There's the Free Radio Forum over at the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, where I link to his document. And essentially what he says is that the FCC... If they want to collect on that fine, they have to go to the Department of Justice and have the Department of Justice initiate a prosecution against you to attempt to collect the fine. So in theory, the FCC could initiate that. However, no one that I know of is aware of the FCC ever doing that. In fact, there was a news story recently about a pirate operator who had been issued a notice, and then a year later, the FCC issued the person another notice, because he hadn't made any payments to them. In fact, he hadn't communicated with them at all. They issued a second notice to him affirming their notice. So the second notice said, well, we affirm that you owe us this $10,000.
That sounds important, doesn't it?
We're affirming this. They didn't say we're going to... They said we may, you know, send this to prosecution. And so it's not like we're going to, or we have to, or we absolutely will. It's like, oh, we affirm you owe us this, and we might do something about it.
Yeah, so that's the worst of it, that they're just like, hey, that wasn't a mistake. We're going to affirm this. It was true.
The reason why, the speculation is the reason why is they don't want the Department of Justice to bring it to bring you to court to collect, because once you're in court, you could use the First Amendment. And no one has ever gotten into this position because everyone either pays or they ignore the FCC and the FCC can't do anything because they don't want to be challenged on the First Amendment. So ultimately, it would be fascinating to see what happened if an activist actually played non-cooperation all the way to the end with the FCC and how that played out.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'd prefer them just not know my name.
But very few people do because they're afraid of what might happen. Because there could be a raid involved where they take your equipment. And that's kind of a scary thing. And most people are afraid to do activism that involves risk.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
That sounds horrible. I don't know what terrible noise
is. Some kind of weird microphone noise.
Can you press mute on the ISDN line real
Almost
quick?
Almost sounds like we're at a party.
I just did.
That didn't make it go away from me.
No. So is that
so something is...
855-450-3733. I don't have any idea who can hear what going on there. What was that, Ian, exactly?
Well, that was an open pot on your board there, Mark, and whenever there's noise, you should press mute buttons to see where it's coming from. In that case, it was coming from someone who connected to our transmission service that operates the LRN.FM network. So
gotcha.
One of the shows the connected
show
early.
Up. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, 855-450-3733. I don't know.
know.
I blame Dale from planningfreedom.com.
I don't run this show on a regular basis. It's really my fault. I'm sitting in the control
center. It is your fault, yeah.
I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. You did want me to sit here when you came in after you know, your little adventure at the school board.
No, so. I totally do blame Dale of flamingfreedom.com, because listening to that, and I am going to go back and listen to that again, that sounded like a party.
Yeah,
I don't know about anyone else, but... Big gay dance party leader. Yeah, I would think that'd be him.
Anyway,
so have we finished the conversation about the pirate radio? Are you guys satisfied? Satiated?
Yeah, I'm satiated. My questions have been answered. It was mostly, you know, what sort of risk is it? And
very low.
And how expensive is it?
It's lower risk than people, I think, believe that it is.
Sure.
Because the federal government's scary. The FCC is scary. They know that if you look into pirate radio, you will, of course, find out about FCC raids. I mean, those are very real. I remember when I was growing up in the 90s, that Tampa had the Party Pirate, as it was called.
What?
And, yeah, it was a 24-hour-a-day music radio station that was staffed at all times by volunteers. The Party Pirate was run by a man named Craven Moorhead, and not his real name.
Really?
And
go figure.
And Craven was raided at 6 a.m. by a team of multi-jurisdictional task force. The FBI was involved. The local police were involved. There were, you know, of course, FCC agents as well. And they came in. They took all of his electronic equipment. Apparently, they stole a picture of Jesus off of one of his walls. I don't know why they took that, but it was, you know, maybe one of those intimidation
tactics. Freak him out. Yeah.
Yep. And it was, you know, it was a pretty scary thing.
Jesus can't help you now.
You know, what was interesting about the Party Pirate story, and this was somewhere in the late 90s when this happened, I think. The Party Pirate was actually well known in the community. I mean, this was no secret location. Again, there's staff coming in at all hours of the day and night. You've got all kinds of people that know where the location is. It was established. It had been on the air for a long while. In fact, the operator, Mr. Moorhead, was allowing other radio services to broadcast from his tower that he had up at his house where this was going on. So, like, there was a local cab company that had a cab repeat, like a repeater there, and even the local police department was operating a repeater off of this guy's tower. So he was actually providing a service to the local police.
Is the tower, having a tower isn't a problem, right?
No. The repeater of the police department was completely legal. All that stuff was legal. But my point was that he was working with the local police department at the same time as operating this station. So the police even knew about his radio station. This was in the days before Florida made pirate radio operation illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So the police were okay with, like, the local cops were okay with him running this because he was helping them out by running a repeater for their operation there.
But it was the federal people who had the big problem with it?
Right. It was the FCC that came in there. Apparently the local police, you know, they had to come along. Like, you know, they begrudgingly went on this this raid of the Party Pirate. And so, you know, when you look up pirate radio, you'll hear about these experiences. And most people don't want to, you know, they don't want that to happen to their home. Who wants to get raided?
Right, then they come in and take the equipment. Now, in the back of the day, the equipment used to be very, very expensive.
But the point I want to make is that, and yes, equipment was more expensive previously, but not that much more. But the point I want to make on that is that Moorhead ignored the notices from the FCC or whatever he did. He didn't stop operating. There's almost, I think there's a very, very small chance that they could raid right out the gate, but I've never actually heard of that happening besides one guy posting about it on the free radio forum at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's one guy there who claims that he was raided right out the gate without any kind of notice or anything like that.
No way. It doesn't make sense. It cost-benefit analysis. I mean, they're going to send a letter because people respond to that. And
right.
How expensive is it? A stamp.
They're going to send a letter, or they're going to do a knock and talk, and they're going to try to intimidate you with their usual tactics.
Right. They're not going to fly a bunch of people out or, you know, send out a fleet to come deal with that situation.
Yeah,
right,
in this case, it was two agents. If you go to, again, YouTube, type in FCC Keene, it was two agents that had come out. And the FCC only has so many offices, so this is another factor. Manpower is very limited. You know, people might imagine the FCC has listening stations all around the country and they're just listening for violations, but no, they're bureaucrats, so they act like bureaucrats, and they only respond to complaints, and then they respond when they get around to it. So in our case here in Keene, it took them 8 months to new to this cough button thing. I don't know what I said here, but these bureaucrats took 8 months to come out, and what they did when they came out was they were essentially canvassing the neighborhood, trying to talk to neighbors about who was possibly operating the pirate radio operation.
Do you know what kind of questions they were asking?
I did not get those details. I don't know the neighbors in this case, but I live very nearby. So the operator called me, and I came out, and Sam came out with his camera, and we kind of double-teamed the agents and videotaped them from two different directions. They tried to turn away from the cameras, but you know, we just went around the other side, so we got their faces on camera. They didn't like that very much. And they were trying to be very intimidating, like, you know, tough cops kind of attitude.
FCC cops.
Yeah. And, you know, the transmitter got shut off after that, and we never heard from them again. So, you know, they didn't do a raid in the case of the Keene station. It was, in fact, they never even got to the letter. It was just them crawling about, made the operator nervous. He shut the station down. And that's what they want to happen. They just want you to turn the station off. So you turn the station off, let the FCC go away, move the transmitter location, flip it back on.
Yeah, it does seem sort of as simple as that. I do wonder why.
It's as simple as that, but it's getting the people to be willing to operate a transmitter at their location that is the tricky part. So it's a simple thing.
It's activism that goes
together.
On at your house.
Right.
Which
you could in theory set up a transmitter. Right. You could in theory set up a transmitter in some remote location.
Had a remote location.
Right. All you have to have is power in order to operate one of these radio stations.
Well, okay. So
you have to have a lot of it. It's not something you can have a battery, right?
I don't know. I don't know enough about batteries and how much wattage they can provide. But, I mean, you're only talking about transmitters that run, you know, 25, 50 watts. So it's basically, you know, if you can power a light bulb, you can power a radio station.
Wow. So this is something that really could be put in the woods.
In theory, yes.
Wow.
If the woods had power.
Well, we're talking about a battery, yeah. But
then you've got to do maintenance. You can come out and recharge the battery or replace it. And
okay.
Anyway, there are options for
that
people.
That is very interesting.
If you are interested in this topic, there's information at lrn.fm. Just click the broadcast button at the top.
Well, you know, and if you are looking for great radio reception, you can go to ccrane.com and get this radio that I've got, the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception in the world, bar none, thanks to its twin coil ferrite AM antenna. It gets stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather also. It's the nicest radio I've ever had, and you can get one at ccrane.com. This is a legendary piece of equipment. You know, I've been hearing about it for many years, and I'm glad to finally get one. Ccrane.com, or you can call them at 800-522-8863. It's 800-522-8863. When you mention Free Talk Live, when you check out, whether it's on the website or through the telephone, you'll get a free flashlight, one of those little LED deals, and everybody can use a free flashlight. 800-522-8863, ccrane.com. Coupon code, well, I guess it's just mention Free Talk Live. And you can give us a call here on this final segment at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that, you have to leave here.
You cannot retire to the rally.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at webex.com. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com.
WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. If you give us a call now, we might be able to slip you in here in the final segment of the show, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Derek J.
And Ian.
And as I said, 855-450-3733. Derek, we were talking about Obama was making us a little more free with his most recent executive order, and apparently he took over... I guess claim that the federal government essentially owns all the infrastructure in all the world that runs the internet. Does that sound right?
Yeah, commercial, okay. Government, and privately owned.
Okay.
So that's where we start off from. He sends this order saying, okay, I own everything, and if I ever want to take over all of them in one sweep, I can do that. And so in part of the order, Obama is like, all right, so... at some point, I'm going to have to task certain people with doing the job that's going to make this possible. And so he tasked the Department of Homeland Security with drafting a plan during the next 60 days to explain how the DHS will command the government's emergency telecommunication service.
Okay.
I think that's the thing where it goes like, burn, burn, and then has the horrible color bars. Is
that
right?
Emergency broadcast system.
All right. Well, I'm wrong. So as well as other telecom conduits.
It really does. You know, if you are one of those people that sleeps with the radio on, and I used to do this when I was younger, that thing will rake you right up.
It better. If it doesn't, there's something wrong.
But, and it's always a test.
Sure. Right. Yeah, and, well, good thing
they have to do a monthly test.
I don't know how often the tests are, but they do happen. And this was kind of what you're describing, Derek J., this emergency broadcast system, was the camel's nose under the tent for this larger, we're just taking total control news here. Because, well, they already have the ability to break in on every radio station and every TV station and essentially issue some sort of emergency message. In fact, it was only a few months ago that they were testing that system. So it used to be that it was only a regional thing, like if there was like a storm warning or something like that. And then they made a national version that they tested nationally several months ago. There was some failures in that national test, of course. It's government. But I don't know where they're at with making it work 100%. But they're on the way, and now they're saying they can take it all over.
Basically, this is version 3.0, it seems.
Yeah. The federal government can break in on any radio or television broadcast and put whatever they want on it.
That's correct.
Well,
unless it's pirate radio or micro radio, because they can't break in on your station if you're running it.
Community radio for the win.
That's right.
So it says, just to finish
up. And a lot of small
article.
Broadcasters, by the way, I'm sorry for interrupting, Derek. A lot of small broadcasters, their EBS system isn't up to par anyway.
Then they'll get a fine from the FCC.
If they get caught.
Okay. In order to be able to spread the White House's message across the country, President Obama also asks for the purchasing of equipment and services that will enable such. So it sounds like, you know, the V for Vendetta, the way he, like, broke in on all the TV screens? It really seems like that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, except the evil version of that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, some mad scientist, you know, I've taken over all of your televisions and your radios, and now, I don't know, I want to think that the people who are setting up all this stuff have good intentions and are saying,
what could possibly be the good intention of the government breaking into every television and radio station?
And your internet connection. I mean, in theory, if this, I don't know how they're going to implement this system. They're obviously going to need the assistance of the internet service providers. But in theory, if they want to flip this switch, if they can actually get this thing hooked up correctly, they could just take over all DNS requests and send it all to the same website. We're sorry, but we have to issue this message to you, so your regular internet access will be restored when we feel like it.
Well, yeah, of course, all sorts of horrible infringements on people's freedoms right. and their abilities to communicate will happen. But, you know, I can imagine that there would be people who say, well, what if there's a chemical warfare and, you know, people are dropping bombs all over the major cities? And
how would the government communicating with me be in any way beneficial, and what's the evidence that the government's going to have the right information?
Okay.
I mean, that's really what it comes down
yes,
to.
Yes, that's what I would tell those people, I guess.
And to tell the people that were put in the Superdome down in Louisiana during Hurricane Katrina, when the government didn't give them any food or water for like 3 days, there was no plumbing, they were crapping on the out in the stadium, and women were getting raped. I mean, it was
So if we had this system at that time, maybe the radio stations would be broadcasting, please report to the Superdome. You'll be taken care of.
Right. Wow. And this is what it comes down to. What bureaucrat's going to take responsibility for whatever bad information's out there?
Well, that's
the government was telling trailers full of water coming from Walmart to turn around, we don't need you, while people were, suffering at the Superdome, while the cops were opening up and shooting people on the bridges. During an emergency, the last people I want to talk to are the government.
Well, this is what really gives me a lot of hope with community radio, because, as you said, the government people wouldn't be able to chop in on people who are just setting up their own community station.
No way.
So, you know, that could really give some people a prayer.
You'd become vital in that case. I mean, if the government actually does this, or when they do this, and every station is broadcasting the same stuff, people are going to be hitting their seek button on their radio, and if you've got something different on the air, you're going to be the one getting the listeners.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll come back later, and, it's hard to keep pirate radio stations going, but, you know, as the case may be. So, is that that all the information?
That is the finality of the article. I just am...
It's scary stuff, man.
Yeah, I kind of
imagine the government taking over the internet, but this was done in executive order. It was done without a vote from Congress, as though that would make it any better. It wasn't, you know, this is all over the world. It's not just the United States.
Oh, wait, all over the world?
Sure.
It's the whole...
Sure.
world.
The United States government believes itself to rule the planet.
How can that be possible?
Let me read from the order itself. State, local, territorial, and tribal governments, private sector entities, and the public, allies, and other nations.
Meaning
everyone.
Allies, no.
And other nations.
I'm sorry. Just because he writes it in an executive order, I'm the bulk of that one.
The government will attempt to implement it. And once the United States government attempts to implement it, I mean, how much of the internet backbone does the United States government have?
Yeah,
and then you can
actually, the internet is much faster in a lot of nations around the world. Look, the people on the internet aren't going to want to be effed with on this one.
Agreed.
And I think that I think they can do it to TV and radio because those guys are corporate lapdogs. They're going to do whatever they're told. Their licenses are on the line. That much they can do. We know that much. But taking control of the entire internet, yeah, they would need all the internet service providers to jump on board with this. That's a pretty big project.
Aren't there fewer and fewer of those every year, though, as they get
there's
like
consolidation in that industry? But still, even if they could do it in the U.S., I really don't think they could pull that off worldwide. I don't think so.
Well, it's regardless of whether or not they, can pull it off. They can claim that they'll pull it off.
I would like to invite the geeks to call in, the tech whizzes that listen to this program that absolutely know why they can't do this. Like, there's a reason why this is not going to be possible on a worldwide basis. Maybe there is no reason, and I'm completely wrong.
No, I think you're right, and even though I don't know the geek reason why, I've, from experience, learned that whenever government tries to implement something, they're doing is waving some magic wand and saying magic words over empty air. Make it so that we get to see everything that people write and we have it all on record. I'm waving my hand here. No, that's not going to happen. I mean, he just pretty much dumped this job off on guys from the Department of Homeland Security saying, you figure out how to make this happen, guys. So I don't think they have a prayer.
Right. I want to be able to take over the internet when things happen, but somebody else needs to implement this. I mean, really, it just goes to show the kind of management that's going on over there. Really? I mean, you think that's going to happen? Somebody's just going to be able to take over the internet for you? I don't think it can happen, but that's what it says.
Yeah, I trust that the internet whiz, tech whiz guys are going to keep us safe. They have thus far. They have rebuffed the government's attempts at controlling people and controlling servers and such. And yeah, there's some obedient corporate dogs out there that will do whatever they're told when the government tells them to jump. But I think that the people on the internet want to be free. It's hard to take... It's hard to take freedom away from folks in one fell swoop like that. And, SOPA didn't pan out, and this I don't think is going to pan out
either.
Well,
especially with the anonymity of the internet, with groups like Anonymous,
right.
who have,
right.
what taken
where's
down the
big
CIA
line
website?
Where's the big lineup of them going to jail? I mean, they've gotten a few of them, but they haven't gotten most of them. The
no
Anonymous
way.
Movement told the most powerful people in the world to go take a long walk off a short pier.
They haven't even gotten a percentage of a percentage of Anonymous.
The ones they did get, it was in the same old fashion of getting a snitch to just let them know about the rest. So they've been warned. That's how these people are going to operate.
They want to go after Assange because Assange is a camera hound. And, he has really no business having run anything like WikiLeaks that should be run by people who are not camera hounds. But
they always target the leader.
Yeah.
Or would they perceive of as the leader?
Well, in the meantime, freetalklive.com. You can check it out there. Go post stories that are of interest to you. Freetalklive.com.
And liveforyourdance.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackie Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackie berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.